Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Pi.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric.
That's a trick right out of the old pervert handbook.
It really is.
You're welcome.
Why'd you call me a pervert? I thought you was wafting it up to your nose.
Oh, yeah, throwing it. I forgot about that.
Like we was playing catch with your fart.
All right. You've heard of having ants in your pants?
Or your truck.
I had an uncle of mine once.
Well, this guy had something else crawling in his crotch.
Well, you know what? I did have, there was a camping story where I did, they were not fire ants, thank God, but they were in the sleeping bag and going up the leg. They did bite me, but they were not fire ants, because I remember that we looked into that pretty far in. Like, hey, do you have to get a rabies shot if you get bitten by an ant?
Were they fire or pissed?
Huh?
Painful.
Very much so.
Oh, my God.
Piss ants.
Well, I don't know. I've had some piss uncles before.
Well, this guy, a Pennsylvania man. Be careful saying that.
Gosling Electric.
He's in trouble after he was caught with a frightened turtle in his pants.
Where?
What are you talking about?
At the airport.
I've entered an airport with a turtle head in my pants before.
Oh, like already in there?
I was nervous, yes. I was very nervous about flying. It was turbulent that day. I'm going to stop.
Oh, boy. So TSA agents at Newark Liberty Airport, New Jersey, stopped a man who tried to walk through the security with a red ear slider turtle hidden in his groin area.
Groin.
You've seen the red ear, you know, little turtles.
Yeah.
So the man, who has not been identified, triggered an alarm as he walked through the x-ray scanner and he was patted down. And that's where the agents found the live turtle, which he had wrapped in a blue towel.
Sir, why'd you take this turtle? Because I like turtles.
I like turtles.
So he was then separated from his turtle, which was confiscated.
Oh, little Donatello. Is he okay? Is he now living in the sewers?
Ninja turtle.
They say their shell is real sensitive. Like, you know, some people will clean them with toothbrushes. They have pet turtles.
Oh, yeah. God, I wonder if that's... Although the shell... It's an exoskeleton in a sense. Like, it's part of their body, but I wonder, like, when I... Fat Boy was calling me a pervert earlier while you were in there taking a dump, Paige. I said, today's going to be a nice day
because
I'm going
okay.
to the farm and I take bales of hay and I set them up like it's a chaise lounge. Quit laughing. This is where you're just not a human. And I sit down on the bale of hay as if it's a chaise lounge and I start to coo over to Alora,
the chicken.
Miniature. No.
Oh.
See, that's where you're not invited to the farm because you can't remember their name.
She's a cow.
She's a cow.
She's the mama cow.
She's the miniature Jersey cow. Anyway, she'll come over and.
Lou, how you doing?
I will get her to lay her head on the top part of the chaise lounge, aka bales of hay. And she'll lay her head there and I will just rub her neck and her head.
It's like a porno.
She might feel weird about doing it.
I know. No. Man, that is one of the most purest, cleanest nature things I do, and y'all making me feel weird about it.
Can I tell you something, though?
She doesn't know how to tell me it. I don't have permission.
I'll tell you something that's probably like, I couldn't have a farm because I would constantly be looking at the genitalia of the horses.
My God.
I would just be in awe. Like, I can't believe that.
I've learned, dude. I mean, I've learned so much. So much. And the reason mainly is because I went into it uneducated totally. So I'm learning so much.
Oh, my God.
Just like with the pigs. I mean, like, them suckers can spout them out four times a year.
But they're like your children, though. No, they're like
not
your family.
All. No.
Don't you love them?
Yeah,
you
I
love
mean,
Alora.
I have favorites, certainly. But Billy goats are dickheads. They are
they
completely
smell bad.
Jerks. They're mean to the baby goats.
They are.
They're just jerks. The mama goats are sweethearts, the nannies. They're sweet. The babies.
Okay, the ones that
but when
the
they get
eyes.
Them horns going and that goatee going,
yeah.
They turn into
they
real
ruin everything, don't they?
Bastards. They eat everything. They ruin. They're mean.
Those mean
they
goats.
Sit there. I got two of them now that can almost walk on the hind legs to go and ram heads. And it's like, dude, stop. Like, that has to hurt.
If you sniff you them, ever, can
I don't sniff them.
Can you make goat geldings like you do horses?
I mean, you can castrate them for sure.
Well, are they nicer if you castrate a goat?
I wouldn't think so. They're kind of big, too, the way they just hang there. You ever see, like you know, the goat, like, your milk sack's full? Like, when she's nursing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
baby goats.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you one of the... Don't play this music. I didn't even hear it at first.
As soon as I said,
God,
milk sack.
Dude, that was low because I was about to like go into something. I was like, no, wait a minute, I hear that. That ain't going
to
sound right.
Talk goat to me, fat boy. Keep going, baby.
Talk goat to me. Who's got your goat?
You got the goat? You ever see a horse's big nuts? Swinging back and forth?
Yes, I have.
His name was Wilbur.
Wilbur. Write that down.
This horse who had the big ones, his name was Leo Darkbar.
Oh, yeah. He was a stud.
He was an ass
Literally.
Horse.
An ass horse.
Do the Russian race horses, are they hung or did they just pee real fast?
Both.
I imagine all of the above.
Yeah. Plus we need to get our American race horses going a little faster then.
They have to go pee.
Hi, this is Vladimir. Hmm. I have to go urine before I go to try on.
Like the white horses.
I'd not go to steeplechase until I pee.
I live in Bowling Springs, where many Russians live, and I go to try on to go trot around, you see. I have them in julep.
I live in Bowling Springs with Kitty Cat that walks around
Kitty Cat.
Subdivision.
I live there with mi madre, Natasha. All right, Boris and Natasha anyway? No. All right, kiss my ass.
Oh, so what are your favorite acronyms to use?
STFU,
EMA.
SMD, EMA.
NCAA.
FTA. FKA.
I don't see any of those.
It used to be WWF, so they cared about animals.
Yep. WWE.
WWF. WYF. Where are you from?
You already took SMD.
Yep.
Let's see.
Did you say EMA?
Doctors. I went with EMA first.
SYD.
Yeah.
FS for sure.
Remove my ribs, you know. All right. I don't know. Why do you ask? Probably the one I use more than anything is I'm now growing tired of. I'm back to LOLing instead of doing emojis.
Oh no! Quick sidebar question: since you talked about removing ribs in the Bible, when they took his ribs out to make women, were they going to look like him? Because that might be a deal breaker.
See, I'm thinking that's.
You know,
there's something to that about they made Eve out of Adam's rib, and then for a man to do a woman's job, you have to remove some ribs.
Yeah, that's a woman's job. I like
Come on,
that.
I was wondering if anybody was going to react to that. My God. That was a joke.
You mean like giving birth?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
You mean like making 20% less? No. I don't make the rules.
I don't make 20% less.
Oh, damn.
Well, 30, 40, whatever it is. Come on. You know,
we
that's
we don't
just...
know what's in my bank account.
Oh, we're about to find out with a little game called How Much Money She Got.
And I'm,
you really don't think I got heat with you, do you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, I don't discuss that with anybody because people, I was at a bar with somebody.
Yeah.
And this man insisted. No.
Cue the music.
He insisted on.
It was a horse.
Me and my friend Lauren.
We're in a horse walked into a bar.
You know, Lauren, the girl in the cosmetics that I always take pictures with.
Yes.
Dior.
She's don't say the names.
I'll say
she
the
loves
names.
You guys.
The girls you forced to take pictures
time.
With.
She does.
Is she listening right now?
Yes, call her. Probably. If she's
I won't prove.
Not doing her makeup. Anyways, this man insisted on us buying him a drink. He kept saying, I want you to drive, buy me a drink.
That's
buy
a
me
baller.
A and we said.
And I'm the sexist.
No. Why would we buy you a drink? We don't even know you.
Right.
We don't want you to sit here.
Well, say so you get to know him. What are you doing?
I'm a veteran.
Wanna be a baller.
Today's veteran.
Is that why you kept doing that? Like, I want, no.
It's my birthday.
Is it, y'all gonna buy me a drink?
And this that's is what he happened. Kept saying.
Did he have a pocket watch and he was going back and forth in front of your face with it?
No, if he would have asked nicely.
Did he tell you he was getting sleepy?
It was a Rich Goosey you saw at the bar.
If he would have said nicely, like, I don't have any money, will you buy me a drink? I would say, sure.
No, you wouldn't. You'd clown him. You'd clown the hell out of him.
You'd say, the times are tough, man. Paige just thinks she's on What Would You Do? That's why she's doing it.
I never know.
What if we, okay, where if we,
you're getting sleepy. Are you hypnotizing me? No, I put a roofie in your drink. Wow, you're getting sleepy.
What if, okay, we're there. I'm like, we're going to do body shots because I got a deep belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all going to buy me some shots? And I might take you to my bedroom.
That's kind of what this person sounded
but
like.
But if the guy walked up and said, I don't have any money. Could you please buy me some liquor?
I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
Which one has more game?
Game?
That's the
None
thing.
None of them, but you, I mean, if
you got to weigh it out, just like we talked about earlier. You got to take that initiative, but.
See, Paige is right a time. Fixer, though. You hear that? She's like, I could take this homeless guy.
You
who
know
just
I'm
wants
not
drink
a fixer.
Fix him up.
People think I'm a fixer.
Take him
and
to Genghis and get him a tattoo.
I try to give you good ideas until I get bored and then I move on.
See, you're a user as well.
No, I don't use people because I don't. Get anything from them. Well.
Oh, we know what you get from them.
Yeah.
You're going to get them.
I don't, I'm not that way. If it's not quality time, I don't want it. Not that I expect everybody to be extremely
quality. I know it's like you're so contradictory. You got way too many caveats. You got to be clean. You got to have
I
a
know.
Job.
And I even had a friend tell me last night, you wouldn't be single if you weren't so damn picky. And maybe I am. But the reason why I'm so damn picky is because I've been hurt. There's a reason for it.
Like sexually hurt or?
No, why does it always go? No.
You got to get split like a wishbone, chick. It's been way too long.
I do.
Make a wish upon a star. Double
Maybe
rainbow.
I should just go fly to Vegas and get a man hooker.
You know what they say? It's hard to stop a train, but it's easy to run one.
Do what?
It's hard to stop a train.
That's air conditioning.
But I'd be, I'd overthink it if I had a hooker. I'd be like, when was the last time you went to the doctors? And how many
there
people,
ain't dude hookers.
How many people have you been having?
Not good ones.
I just wouldn't.
If you're a lady that paid for a male gigolo, you are a fool. Because you could have
got money.
You could have got it for free.
But yeah,
then,
you could have.
But then,
absolutely. I don't
but
care
then
who
he goes
are.
Away. He doesn't try to contact you anymore. Doesn't want anything to do with you.
Well,
I hate that it's reduced to that word like. You know, and
that is true.
I think I'd have, like, I always think, like, you know how I always say, man, if I was a hot girl, I would have went and stripped for like 2 years strong, not done any drugs. I would have went and worked all day,
got been a big whore.
That's
and then
great, but
retire after 2 years. But boy, life is just not that. You know what I mean?
But I have nothing.
It's like
against
you can't be a stripper and not do drugs.
Exotic dancers and that talent. I'm not subservient enough to grovel and ask for money from a man. I'd like
my God, gonna, I did gonna, it for Steve Sinacrabi.
If you're gonna throw $2 at me,
$2.
It better be more than just that.
I did.
I got a $3 bill with his face on it. I'll throw at you.
Yeah. I actually wore my grandson's clothes to that contract signing. I wanted him to see how important this was.
But I would probably
I need new clothes
for that little amount of money. I'd probably rip it up, throw it back, and kick him in the face.
Jesus,
oh, you get paid extra for that.
It's one of those ones, kinky tights.
As long as you're wearing thigh highs.
We knew about the guy who wanted, you know, women to walk on his...
Why? They put a garbage bag over his head.
No.
Like, I am not that trusting. I think you just get pissed off and try to kill me. It better be a steel sack.
They waterboarded him with, you know, that good-good. Can't tell you what
the
it
good,
is.
Good?
And this is a guy that was like a big-time decision maker, a mover and shaker.
That we knew?
Yeah, I'm not... I'll tell you off
there. Might be running this country. I don't know.
May or may not. It was not.
Did you drive a sports car?
Okay, fine. It was Governor McMaster.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, it was not. It was,
I told you not to tell nobody.
It was not. God. It was not on a boat out in Merle's Inlet.
Oh,
no?
My goodness.
You're not going to get it out of me.
All right.
It's Steve DeSalvo from the Greenville Braves. I'm kidding again. All right. That guy did the best mistake ever by not hiring me. He did. It's the best mistake ever.
They got a refresher now, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, really. Like, they moved shortly thereafter. And then,
that's messed up. They move, so you want, you know, check them, like, chase after them.
I'm sure there's a lot of people grateful that they didn't.
I wasn't
going
to move to Mississippi.
Us.
We all knew that.
Why? Can you spell it?
That's good Mississippi. That's dedication, though.
Listen, if you this one over here, the one who goes out round one on every ring of fire, and she's calling me a bad speller.
I can't say anything because I'm
always... It's a pain in the ass. MISSISSIPPI.
Was that even right? I got 6 GEDs. I don't know.
You probably just pee-peed your pants. Knowing you. All right, take us home, Paige.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a break, come back, say suck it or happy birthday, celebrities. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Big Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you, Ghost, to Robert Stack. He sounds a lot like Robert Stack. And that was,
really,
we've had that made before AI. That was the guy who really sounded like Robert Stack. I feel like an old animator now, mad at like digital animators. Like back in my day, we had to really paint each movement that the damn Mickey Mouse did. Each one had to be drawn and hand-painted like a flip book. And now you sit there with your little tapping fingers and make a cartoon. And, you know, the same thing with that. That's a guy who literally sounds like Robert Stack, but some nerd could go on his computer and make Robert Stack say anything now. And I resent the hell out of that. I do.
You don't like the new episodes, too, which I love because I can't figure them out. And they're really frustrating. And they're extra creepy.
I'll tell you
now.
The hack in my head with that, or at least how I explained this to myself. Why did I love those so much when I was younger, Unsolved Mysteries? Because there was no source to go look up while you're watching or after the show. There was no internet.
Nope, there wasn't.
Or you go to the library and they didn't have books on stuff like that. So you wondered about it for 20 damn years. And then when the internet came, you're like, I don't. You want to look at porn. You want to look up, you know, you're not going to look at that stuff. So it, timing, everything. I mean, Beatlemania, that in itself was a well-placed, right into the American culture. Look at the timeline, like.
So, like Ed Sullivan, like the debut, the whole thing, well-placed?
It's like when you see, you know, everything. Rare is the real viral. I think rare is the real viral.
Yeah, not natural, like organic, they would say.
Like I don't like. God, I'm gonna take away from the whole thing here, but like
I know, so I didn't want to say anything about anything. Is that like multiple comments?
No, I know, and I love the hell out of that too. But you know this old clock thing here. I say clock, Paige. You looked at me strange.
She perked up.
Hot to a girl. I mean, you know, there's people that think, hey, that was a psyop.
Like, so boring.
It was just that was happenstance and somebody the right, but that still took the right person to see it and share it.
Yeah, a whole team of people.
You can't have a town full of nobodies, and I'm not talking about you. What's the town you don't like?
Oh God, Norris. Say Norris.
Talking about you people in Norris.
I love Norris.
It's random.
Where you know it, you might have 50 followers and you just all read the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It takes the right person to see it, a Blake Lively type, or somebody sees it and shares it on their thing, and then that's the virality of it. It's never the small little thing. It takes the one person to see it. Anything's explained that way.
Anything. Shout out to Margaret's, by the way.
What up? Fat Boy, you and I had talked about this on the air, off the air, and then we brought it to the air with Paige about how we did not understand carrier pigeons. How that made no sense to us. Up to 1,000 years ago, man could write a message on a pigeon, tie it to the with something to the pigeon's leg, and then send it some way, hundreds of miles away, to deliver a message to pinpoint activity, and then get a message, and then send it back, and just go back and forth without any way of being able to teach the pigeon how to do it. So I looked up a lot about this stuff. I mean, you think about it. You're in the middle of a battlefield. You're dodging cannonballs, hellfire, and brimstones. How do you explain to a bird where home is? Like, hey, little guy.
And why would they fly into it?
Fly west and see. You see that big old oak tree there? Hang a left at the river. And then when you hit the castle, drop this note off. This dude there named Lord Joffrey. That's horse crap. I mean, what's crazier than that? It's like nobody does it anymore. If that were a thing, why would it not have continued? And even if it was monetized, like FedEx have a pigeon department. Like, how? Why? And that's because, my friends, I have the theory to explain all of that.
Oh, you know. Okay.
What if pigeons were never trained to deliver messages? What if they already knew where to go? You know why? They're time travelers.
Pigeons?
Yes, said that. Think about it for a minute. What if pigeons are not navigating at all? They're just jumping back and forth between timelines to the places that they already know. Like, they're not, maybe they're not delivering messages. Maybe they were retrieving them from the past and the future. Wouldn't that explain why they're so eerily good at it? Like, why their navigational skills make zero sense? But most importantly, get ready to feel your jaw drop to the floor. Why have no one ever seen a baby pigeon?
Arms are crossed right now.
I don't know if I have.
No one has.
That is...
Your hearts are sinking out of your chest right now.
Yeah, because it
leaves... Have you? No. No, you haven't. You've only seen the full-grown, street-hard pigeons.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This morning show.
Rise, guys. Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people. Celebrating a birthday today. Hey, famous people. On March the 13th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Suck it.
Let's start with probably our greatest tennis player currently. Talking about America.
I don't even know. Give me the initials.
Serena.
CG. Serena, you know, she retired.
Yeah,
so hopefully this lady will take her place as one of the greatest ever.
Are you talking about Kristina Gavratilova?
Oh, no. Talking about
I don't keep up with
Coco Gauff.
Wow.
Which I believe she won a U.S. Open and...
How old is she?
She win. It's her birthday.
Yeah, that's the game here.
You ain't tricking me.
I don't even know where to start.
Coco Gauff plays tennis. That's, of course.
Of course.
You know, the NBA just signed Tony Baseball. He's playing next year in the league.
I'm Terry Badminton.
Badminton.
I'll say 24.
Yeah, she did win the U.S. Open.
27 then.
2023. She is only 21 years old today.
Oh my gosh.
21 now.
There was a viral video of her going around when she was at the U.S. Open, the Serena one, in the crowd. Might have even met her. I don't know. But yeah, she's really good. Our
next.
Do you
think famous people that are not 21 yet are like, does their agent or their handler or whatever, like, get them the alcohol? Like, I was thinking about, I think it's Dalton Connect. He's like in the NBA. He's not even 21 years old yet. I think that's who I'm thinking about.
He's a Laker.
And, like, you are in the NBA. You're not drinking.
He was almost a Hornet.
That's wild. I mean, I started as early as, first time I was like 9, but I had one sip and it was hot and it was not good. Beer, Steel Reserve.
Do you remember Bryce Harper's rookie year? He was underage. And the reporter asked him when they go to Canada, he could drink Woody, and he said, bro, it's a clown question. So he took himself a little more seriously than he does
clown.
Now.
Okay.
Sex in the... Louisville's own Jack Harlow. Cornette's from Louisville. Jennifer Lawrence and many more.
He was...
I've been a G. Throw up the L. Sex in the A.
Sex in the A. What does that mean? Atlanta or in the butt? I don't know. Jack Harlow. I mean, Drake went in and like just ramped up his career, got him a deal with KFC, all these various situations, and then
I feel like you're the guy at the party the first 5 minutes into the movie and go, you know he's Batman, right? Like, y'all know he's Batman.
Well, I'm really doing away. That verbally to remind myself, because there's so many famous people now.
Too many.
Jack Harlow, I'm going to, in honor of KDOT, not guess.
Oh, do they have beef with each other?
He has heat with Drake, and Drake, that's his guy, so.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I don't know.
I'm going to say he's 29.
One of the tops in the game. Paige don't.
Please.
A lot of people say Jack Harlow's right up there.
I know I'm white like the driven snow, but I can tell you that he ain't one of the top of the game. You got to mention a young gravy type.
Gravy. You know what? Gravy self admittedly don't want to be noticeable.
Dude, Young Gravy has a country album that is not bad. Laugh all day at me. I don't care. He looks like he could play basketball.
Jack Harlow is 27 years old. Though Paige does not know him.
I don't know.
She would not know those curly locks if she saw him.
No. He was not related to Jean Harlow either.
Jean Harlow. I've been a G. Throw up the L. I got more music for you.
I want to put it in my M and then my A and my O-U-S. Mickey Mouse.
Now this might be controversial. But he was arguably the backbone of that 70s show.
Yeah. See what I'm assuming?
He found out his dad was Tim Reed.
I never really watched the show, so that's not going to help. Is it Danny Masterson?
It is Danny.
Suck it!
You never watched 70s show? It was hilarious.
Man, I'm telling you, some of them things that just don't click for me.
He had better things to do.
No, not true. I was watching probably Pawn Stars or Cajun Ice Truckers or something.
I was watching crap at that time.
No, but it was not around the ice.
There was not a garbage. Cajun Ice Truckers. I think I just made that one up.
It should have been.
They were hunting swamp hunters. That's it. Yeah.
Swamp truckers.
What if they were not looking for gators? They were just looking for swamps. Well, we found it. Time to go home.
Swamp truckers is my favorite.
We found the swamp. Now we're going to shoot the swamp. Now we're going to go home.
We're going to shoot him in the head.
Shoot him. How old is he?
49, but he's serving 30 years in prison. So yeah.
What'd he do?
He was raped. Accused, yeah.
Oh, no.
There were three.
Well, he's charged now. I think once
he was convicted.
I'm saying, so it's not just accused. He's now been convicted as.
Yeah, convicted of two, and I think not the third one, which happened years and years ago.
And that was allegedly maybe a little of that H money, you know. Shh, hush.
There's a certain religion he might have been a part of that was trying to help him beat those charges.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway,
maybe Hyde called in a favor to Reverend Cruz and nothing could be done.
Also, Rooster from the Ranch. What a great show that was when he was on it.
Good song.
This is a good song. It's one of my favorite by Disturbed.
You feel that?
Yeah, that's the actual.
Crap.
That might be the favorite one now. Can you feel it?
So, is it David's birthday?
It is Dave Draymond's birthday.
David Draymond Green?
You met him.
I did. He whispered to me.
He's very nice.
I have to save my voice. Do it. Do David Blaine.
Yeah, we can't talk to you right now.
It's a little bit of that in real life, David.
Why is that sexy to me?
I have to save my voice for a card trick later.
It's creepy sexy. Like, I want to get to know you, but I shouldn't.
That's not a good compliment. You're creepy sexy.
I'm going to stab you behind an alley one night.
Dave Draymond, I want you to
I love that.
Make that fist disappear. Don't be so violent. David Draymond is 50. I'm going to say he's 55.
52.
Oh, Paige nailed it. 52 years old for Dave.
I tell you, I think one of those bands that once everything, the dust settles, people are going to be like, holy crap, freaking Disturbed, man.
Yeah.
I guess, dude.
They pack them out. Good shows.
Yeah.
Now, I hate the way he dances during concerts.
You can see him up in Charlotte. They're going to do the whole Sickness album.
I'll take your word for that. But though he dances like this. Yeah. Like he does like the Rick Astley dance when he sings. But he's dancing like.
A lot of tours going off, man. The Dance Kid Dance Tour is coming. What is that? August 23rd, I believe it is.
You know, I Watch don't like tour? That name.
With
and
Bush.
Paige is trying to 23rd. Stop child trafficking, and he's telling kids to dance now.
That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with kids are dancing because they're over chemicals with drugs and stuff.
Over chemicals, she says.
Let's keep it rolling with this gentleman because I do not have any of his music, nor do I own the rights to it. I like when people put that on Facebook.
Stephen W. Chapman?
I don't own the rights to this music. Nope, he goes by one name. He's an actor, too. He was in John Wick, too. Other stuff. He hosted a woodworking show. It's Common's birthday.
Oh.
Wow.
I feel like.
Yeah, what do you describe him
that
as?
That wasn't a good.
I think of him more as an actor than I do a musician.
Yeah, pretty
all
much.
Day.
A spoken wordist. Kind of like Trevor Noah's not a comedian. He's a he's a public
he's
speaker.
He's a host. Yes, yeah. That's it. He's just a host. I don't know. Paige, what do you say? I can't.
58.
I'm going to go down 57.
Well, we'll go down about four more.
Oh, 54.
I'm sorry.
53 years old.
Oh, can't add.
Oh.
I don't know if I can.
Adding too many. I apologize.
I blame it.
This gentleman here has been in a ton of stuff. Probably more recently, he was Frank Gallagher in Shameless on Showtime. That's the patriarch of the family.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Cage?
No. He's been in tons of movies. The Cooler, a great movie he's in.
Didn't his daughter have a scandal?
His wife did. Well, yeah, both, I guess, you know, trying
college
to.
College thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is now turned into, instead of just guessing, it's now turned into guess whose birthday it is and then how old they are. It's like, I'm on Jeopardy. I'll take 200. All right, guess what question we're going to ask?
What are pills in my pocket? I'll take 200 of them. William H. Macy.
Ah, Bill H.
He's a good actor.
Good actor, yeah. He's married to Taya Leone, is that right?
Felicity Huffman.
There you go.
Dr. Morgenstern from the first two seasons of ER.
I was thinking Booker Huffman. Yes. Booker not what? Part of Harlem Heat was he married to. William H. Macy. Yeah, Shameless. That's his 64.
Well, he changes to 64.
62.
You're about 10 years off. 75 years old.
Goodness.
He's been around. Not as long as this guy's been around.
The Beach
though.
Boys did a song about him.
It is the birthday of Neil Sedaka.
Oh, I would have never thought that. I thought this is one of them weird songs from the 50s. It sounds like a man, but it's a woman singing.
This might be his biggest one, I would say.
Like Wayne, was it Wayne Newton, his first song? Like a lot of people heard it on the radio and thought it was a woman.
Donkey Shins?
Well, he's real high-pitched singing, and he maybe hadn't went through puberty all the way or something. I don't know.
Swing Sniffer.
Who are you saying? Paul Anka? Who is it?
Neil Sedaka.
Oh, Neil Sedaka, yes. Let's go with a straight up 85 now.
83.
Neil Sedaka is 86 years old today.
Oh, almost there. There. Almost there.
Like, if you heard this on the come on.
Donkey Shins.
And you're like, that's a dude?
It's like, you're going to grow up and throw your underwear at this kid? But they did.
Like, your women are just going to remove articles of clothing and throw them at this androgynous singer.
Tom Jones, too.
Also Tom Jones, right. Oh, I saw a current picture of him the other day. Obviously, he's all grayed out, but like...
Damn it, Tom.
He's just got that jawline of like, can take a punch and slay the bar of women.
Hey, women used to love him.
Yeah.
Why'd you get old, Tom? Why'd you get old? They got old folks.
Are we still guessing someone?
I don't have any happy heavenlies.
Ah.
Which is good. Everybody's still with us.
And if we think you went to hell, we don't guess your birthday.
That is true.
It's passing judgment, but we're not at the gym yet.
Birthday in hell.
Judgment free, Jim.
Happy birthday in hell. God, that was this. Sounded like the harmonizer.
The candles are always burning.
You got the Satanist women out there pulling over and trying to ride the speakers.
They're like, hot about that.
Hurry up and light the tea light. All right. I thought one of the funniest from beginning to end Facebook fussings in a long, long time today. That was real, real good.
Yeah.
You can shortly here after the show watch that on Instagram at the Rise Guys, Facebook.com/Rise Guys, Twitter X @TheRiseGuys.
All of them.
And then later Twitter baby mama at the Rise Guys. Twitter X.
Mm-hmm. All right, so X us up.
Tomorrow is Friday. Thanks for listening.
Thank God.
No, tomorrow is Friday. And
all day.
That's something to be celebrated. Also, for some, payday. Which you're like, thank, well, if it's God, not my payday, Jesus, why do I care? Well, your boy's water is going to stay on. How about that? You like it?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good?
I'll have power.
Is that not one of the biggest things you hate about YouTubers and stuff where they always start off with, hey, it's your boy.
Hey.
It's your boy so-and-so.
Hey, it's my girl.
Smash the sub.
Smash. First of all,
I don't like being subbed to you. That's a weird verbiage. Anyway.
Smash that like, but notifications, you'll get one when I go live.
Smash it. Smash that little bell button because we think you're stupid and don't know what those things
smash
mean.
Smash it. Follow me.
And reach out and touch someone.
Uh-huh.
Anything I'm missing, Fat Boy, for tomorrow? Good job again. I want to kudos you on the getting the guy
giving
on.
Giving you a side clap.
I kind of want to expect thank yous for doing my job, unlike some people.
Hey, you thank me with Los Delares. And again, shout out to Steve Centercroppy today. I told a fun story earlier.
What's up, boss?
Trying to get him to go back and listen to the podcast. Thanks for listening. Podcast available. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Spotify, Odyssey app, all of them. Go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
You stupid bitch.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.